proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. One of the ministries here at IBJM is the Everlasting Nation Museum, located in Hickson, Tennessee. The purpose of the Everlasting Nation Museum is to promote a biblical understanding of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel through the love of the Messiah. Here, the Bible comes alive in a fresh way as we step back to the time of Abraham and take a glimpse into God's future plan for the Jewish people. One of the great ways this has been presented is through a special exhibit on the Fall Feast of Israel. The Bible mentions three specific feasts that occur in September and October, according to Leviticus chapter 23. These feasts are the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. For the Jewish people, though, these feasts are known as the High Holy Days. They are filled with awe, fear, celebration, and thanksgiving. But for the believer, how should we approach these days? First, we must recognize that God Himself established these feasts as an appointed time, a divine calendar for the children of Israel. Through His plan of redemption of the world and His people, this would be fulfilled. These feasts were to be a shadow of things to come. They point to the Messiah's work, revealed in the person of Jesus, who did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. You see, beginning with Passover, we see Jesus as the Passover Lamb, who died on that day to take away the sin of the world. He was buried, symbolic of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and was resurrected on the Feast of First Fruits. The Holy Spirit came upon the first church on the Feast of Weeks, or the Day of Pentecost, bringing a harvest of souls. The fall feasts, though, point to God's future plan, as Israel will be regathered on the Feast of Trumpets. They will find true atonement on Yom Kippur, as they will look upon Him whom they have pierced. And finally, they will celebrate the presence of the Messiah at Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. But we can also look forward to this day, as according to the prophet Zechariah, that we will go up year to year to Jerusalem on this special feast day. Now, can you imagine inviting the Messiah into your booth, your sukkah, or in turn being His guest? What a day that will be when true shalom, true peace will occur and God's glory will shine through the whole earth from the city of Jerusalem. Interestingly enough, Jerusalem means the city of peace, which hasn't known much peace at all through its history. But when the Messiah comes, there will be true shalom, true peace there. That'll be an exciting day. But another great thought for the believer in regards to the feast is that we should remember our duty to proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. During these high holy days, Jewish people consider spiritual matters even though they may not regard it at other times of the year. I encourage you to prayerfully reach out to your Jewish friend by sharing the loving truth of the Messiah. One way you can do this is by studying on these feasts for yourself to better understand the culture and customs as well as the biblical foundations for them. Also, you may provide tracts in gospel literature with the fall feasts in mind. IBJM has produced several tracts for you to use as you minister. We also have several books in our gift shop at the Everlasting Nation Museum to help you in this. Please feel free to contact us for these resources. No matter what, be salt and light for others to see Jesus the Messiah in you. Jewish people need the gospel. Will you obey the Lord's command? Now, earlier we mentioned the Everlasting Nation Museum, and again, I believe that this will be a great help to you as you develop a heart for Israel and the Jewish people, especially as it relates to the Feast of Israel that we've been talking about today. So we want to invite you to the Everlasting Nation Museum whenever you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Admission is free, and you may walk through on your own or request a guide. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. And let me encourage churches, small groups, even homeschool groups to come and experience this unique museum. And I know it would be a blessing to you. By the way, you can go to ibjm.org and see a virtual tour of the museum if you would like. Contact us for more information at 423-876-8150 or again, go to our website, ibjm.org. Now, I know you'll be blessed by your visit here. Our motto is simply this: come and see, go and tell, and I hope to see you soon. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again, visit us again at ibjm.org. As we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.